All righty. Good morning, everybody. Today's April 15, 2020. It's now 10:05 a.m. I'm going to call to order the regular Commissioner's Court meeting of Upshur County, Texas, and declare that a quorum is present. To start things off, we'll ask Commissioner Gentry to lead us in a prayer and Commissioner Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we just thank you for your continued hand of protection on our county. I look around the state, Father, and we realize that it could be a lot worse, and we just thank you that you've blessed us and you're shielding us. I ask that you be with the men and women, Father, that are out there in the hospitals and doctors and nurses, that you would give them that extra protection, Father, that you would give them strength and encouragement. I know they're dealing with a lot. Our men and women that are protecting us and that are on our front lines, Father, at home and abroad, I pray, Father, that you would also give them extra protection and strength in this time. I ask, Father, that you would be with each of our citizens and just encourage us, Father, to do the right thing, try to take care of each other when and if possible. I ask that you would give us discernment in dealing with our county and the issues at hand. And Father, I also ask that for our nation's leaders, that you would give them wisdom and discernment and the willingness to use them. I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both. We'll move the question part of it down toward the end. Let's go ahead and do item two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation, certificate, state and county taxes summary for 2020, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, resolution of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court in reference to the nominee to fill the vacancy on the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number three, discuss and take action to approve the sale of Deputy Lucretia Davidson's ballistic vest to the City of Gladewater Police Department for $126. It's my understanding that Deputy Davidson's going to go to work for Gladewater.
Yes, sir.
And it's pretty common to sell this sort of equipment to the new department because it's custom fitted.
Yes, with the female law enforcement, the vest that they wear is specially measured and fitted to that individual. So it's pretty much a one person use.
All righty.
Motion to approve the sale.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the sale of the ballistic vest to Gladewater PD. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Now, I understand we have some questions this morning.
This is not a question. We had nothing. It's not on the agenda.
Y'all want me to address this question?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay. I think we'll pass this to the sheriff. And the question is, just so there's no great mystery, we've got a naked man in Diana that mows his yard naked. And you'd think it's cold enough he'd put on some clothes. But I will see what I can do and have the sheriff go out and take him down to Goodwill, maybe. He may not need to go to Goodwill. He's got a pretty good riding mower. Was there any other questions we have, Ms. Wade? Mr. Nicholson, do we have any further reports of COVID-19 cases past the number 9?
No, sir, we don't.
All right. One question that I had, we had a case in the city limits of Gilmer, we thought, the first one. And I understand that individual, when y'all ran his address, the address came back to being north of town. Does that ring a bell?
Yes and no. I mean, that individual actually has two addresses that they reside at. And so there was some mix-up from the Department of State Health Services as to which address they were actually going to be residing at for their duration of quarantine. Both addresses have been flagged just for precautionary measures, but they are physically residing in the county.
But not in the city of Gilmer?
Not in the city limits, it is in the county.
Okay. Just for whoever's watching, from what we know at this point, we've got 9 total cases that are been confirmed in Upshur County.
How many of those are travel related?
Ma'am?
How many are travel related? Because I'm asked that all the time.
I think there might be one of them from what I understand.
More than one, but not all of them are. They're not able to confirm that all 9 are directly linked to travel at this point.
We have 1 in the city limits of Gilmer, 1 in Big Sandy, 2 in Gladewater, 1 in the Diana area, and 5 more in various parts of the county. Now, we had a case just east of the city limits, and we've got the individual who resided, had 2 addresses, but was reclassified outside of Gilmer, but actually there's only 1 in the city of Gilmer. And we're...
1 in Gilmer, 1 in Big Sandy, 2 in Gladewater, 1 in Diana.
Yes.
But then you said 5 in various parts of the county, and that would be 10.
Well, then I can't count. Diana's not incorporated, correct?
Correct.
I guess that's what I should have said. 1 in Gilmer, Big Sandy, 2 in Gladewater's the 4. And there's 5 at large in the county, 1 of which being in Diana.
Okay, thank you.
Done.
What else do we have?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.